Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. That's the SLA TV channel and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. 21,000 head offer this go-round, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the time that a lot will sell, estimated time, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. Also remind you, Superior Select Female Auction will be happening on Thursday, 1,400 head to be offered right after the regular auction. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming Thursday, November 21st. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, today's cattle futures market had a pretty volatile day. We were down as much as almost $1.30 or so in the feeder cattle, but then only settled down about 20 to 30 in the January through April contracts. The November, which is the front month, was pretty quiet here. It closed up 15 cents, 146.15. The feeder cattle index is right in here at those levels. As of yesterday, the index was 146.54, so we're right in line with where that needs to be, and it's going to expire in 2 days on Thursday. Live cattle were anywhere from 5 higher in December to 20 lower out in April. Pretty quiet day there. They were down as much as $1.20 before coming back late in the day. And the box beef at midday was up 83 cents on choice, 239.95, so we're getting some of that back. The select was up 11 at 214.70. Packer margins are still pretty good here at $329 a head. So a lot of people think that with the higher box beef and also higher packer margins that they could still have some room there to bid up some live cattle. And at the end of the week, we're going to finish with the cattle on feed and cold storage report, both at 2 p.m. on Friday. So that's the next thing we will see out of the government to give us some sort of indication of the future.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, the grain futures market bounced today, led by the Kansas City wheat. The December contract was up 7.5 cents at 426. Chicago December up 4.25. Beans are up a penny, but about 6 off their high, so that was kind of disappointing that they tried to rally and couldn't hold it. And then corn was up 2 to 3 cents. It looks like the export market here in the United States is sort of picking up as the Kansas City wheat becomes more competitive to the Black Sea region here. So that's kind of a good thing. And then also ideas that we have seen. The anticipated less acres, or some people say a record low acres for the wheat market in terms of wheat plantings. So that's kind of an interesting thing going forward, as these low prices have prohibited farmers from doing it for, in some cases, the third year in a row of losing money on wheat. So it is up 7, so that is one really, really good thing here today. Cotton futures grinding lower still. The December was down 77 here today at 63.44. The stock market down 92 now in the Dow, 27.916 after making record highs overnight, and that's also led to losses in crude oil markets down $1.83 at 55.22. So overall, we're seeing weakness across the board in the equity and in crude oil markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.